Hello, respected viewers. What is this? Don't worry, it's not a real one. This is a sculpture. So here I am in Farnham Sculpture Park in Surrey. And this bizarre place opened in 2002. And it's got thousands of sculptures which are all for sale. This one is called Man Trap. You see how his foot is got there by Wilfred Pritchard. A bronze and steel man trap is unique. Okay? So, wow, it's astonishing. They've got metal sculptures, stone sculptures. Have they got wooden sculptures? And some of them are abstract. Many of them are very realistic. Look at this polar bear. There are all sorts of artistic styles and movements. So yeah, every conceivable genre. Okay, an inordinately long horn on the unicorn. They say they're based on oryxes, that beast a bit like a deer or an antelope that you find in the deserts of Qatar. Almost died out in the 70s, and they had a breeding program. They all moved to the United States for a breeding program, then brought back, released into the wild. But from a distance, shimmering in the mirage, people thought they were like horses with a single horn, rather than a deer-like animal with two horns. And that's where the myth of the unicorn started coming from. Trias feuille, feuille as in leaves in French, but what's the trios as in tree, as in three? So, funnel, anon. Wow, how craftless that hat is. Okay, then this counts as a sculpture, does it? There's got no sign on it. What can I say? Trying to come up with intelligent commentary extempore. All right, you catch a bit of it's stone. You catch a bit of rainwater here. Yeah, so dog friendly, and there is a lavatorium. There's no cafe. There's an ale house across the road from the main entrance, Welcome Hotel, which is very old world, very welcoming and comfy. Right, there's also space age geometric shapes. Don't understand it myself. Modulus, aid grant, made of resin, addition of 9. So here we are, perhaps some 50 miles from Londinium. So in this forest, different, hey, don't you think? And you're given a map and there are various paths. There are the red path, the yellow path, the purple path, and blah, blah, blah. Okay. Tom goes to college, based on a real person, the book behind him. How would you describe his facial expression? Bluff, self-assured, cocky? What think you? And it goes on. These like some sort of farm tools, a bit like a sextant or something. Lament. Wow, I never would have come up with that title for it. How is that like grief-stricken? I don't understand how it's sad. And look at this female nude. Messenger with a bird. You think the bird would just fly off? And there she is, looking sulky and sour. It's extraordinary how much you can express of her. Angel 3, not looking very angelic. These some sort of mechanical wings. Is that female below? They look grotesque, those figures. And this sort of trilithon of skeletons. How very curious. Okay, young girl, but I mean, obviously she's woman by this stage. So this fairly erotic nude. Is she bashful? Anything else? Somehow confident? You know, lowering her eyelids. And this horrid person. Who does this look like? My God, with that chin. He looks like an Oxford Don, I know. The walking stick. And the hanky drooping down. Right. Jonah, not of Jonah the whale. Maybe it's based on a real person. And look at that humble by Locardia Ndandarica, Springstone. Is that an African surname? I've never heard that surname before, or indeed Locardia. So, a female figure, perhaps? Looking morose, melancholic? What do you think? And so we go on. Wow, look at that water tower thing that's open. Well, it's so eclectic, this collection of artwork. I mean, I know the sculpture is the common theme, but apart from that, it's widely variegated. Picnic at the table. This is a family scene. What are they looking up and away at? There's no food there, I notice. Ooh, I hadn't spotted that first of all. The hound. Look at the family cur under the table, nestled amongst the feet. And so it goes on. So the landscape's all Trina Cayla, as you'd say in Irish. And these are, look, coniferous trees. Very lofty. Breton too. What on earth is that? Because Breton, as in from Brittany, is a single T. I can think of Breton Woods. Was it New Hampshire, that hotel, where they had that financial conference towards the end of the Second World War about the global financial system? Tall lady. Yeah, I don't like these things which are completely unrealistic. I like a decent likeness of whatever it's supposed to represent. And that's the question. Can art be solely self-referential? Does it have to resemble something other than itself? To my mind, it does. Or to be aesthetically pleasing. That is horrid. What do you think? Anyway, I've not studied the theory of art. I'm sure it's blatant. So Tusk. I mean, do people buy these things? You can buy these tit boxes, as they call them. And yes, that really is the official name. Surely that's anti-feminist objectification of women. Call the police. 999! Anyway, and they cost £25. But some of these things cost thousands. And they're that valuable, people would nick them. Are they that firmly bolted to the tree stump? Warrior. He's got his helmet on. Looks like his features are rotten away. Seated girl. Okay, so she really is a child. And she's inquisitive. Anything else? Placid. Dull. Made out of lead. Brian Alabaster. I've never heard that surname before. Maybe that's his favourite colour. I was just thinking of surnames which are colours like white, green, black, blue. I knew of a red mane. Eddie Redmayne. I never knew of a red. Orange. Knew one orange ever. And so on. Passiflora. Well, I get that sets flowers. Ruth Mollier, or is it Molliot? And that doesn't really look like a flower to me. I don't get, never understand these things, the green drums. Oh, that's Passifloria. Okay, so there she is lying down, this faceless figure. Spooky, hey? All these cadaverous figures. Female, looking egregiously ugly. And someone equally hideous below, standing on that spindly spine. But these rather bulging calf muscles. And what on earth is this gnarled monstrosity? And then there's a little platform here with some canopy thing of tarpaulin. John's tractor, except the tractor's gone. Just the outline of it. And so we go on. Look at all the shoes piled up. God's making me think of the piles of shoes left at those extermination camps, or indeed Assad's torture chambers in Syria. They've returned to their pre-Ba'athist flag in Syria since the overthrow of l'Ancien Régime. Expanding Series 2, Vincent Jack. That refers to this thing down here. Almost the shape of a horn. And look at this standing bear. They're numbered. You follow the numbers in ascending order to know that you're going in the right sequence towards your destination. And this figure, she's fairly realistic, but she's looking at us phantom-wise. Faintly menacing. In Haste by Graham Luffer. Never heard of it again. Iron Resin. Anyway, so what a Philistine I am. Serenity. Well, there's nothing serene about this empty space on that little scaffold. And couple. My God. Okay, they're dancing. Are these two females? Wow. Well, original, hey? But off-putting. The heads look like a dangerous angle for the spine, hey? All right, well, that's enough from me. What do you think? Visit it once. I shan't come back, but I am deriving something from it. So perhaps serendipitous I happened upon this place. I shall ring off now. Thank you for watching. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Okay, so goodbye from the Sculpture Park in Farnham, United Kingdom. So here's a 360. Right, toodaloo, everyone.